The fight between law enforcement and technology companies over encrypted communications is at the forefront for Attorney General William Barr. He's been pretty persistent in calling on Apple to help the government unlock a couple of iPhones belonging to a Saudi aviation student who killed three people at a Navy base in Pensacola, Florida last month. For more on the latest, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sadie Gurman, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, who wrote about it in the paper today. Sadie, thanks for joining us this morning. Has Attorney General Barr made any headway in this area?
Well, I think that he feels like he has by sort of escalating the public pressure campaign on Apple. But, you know, there's really, it sounds like they're pretty much status quo in terms of actually being able to open the phones themselves. So that's something they're continuing to work on. But more broadly, you know, they're talking about proposing some legislation, you know, that might solve the problem, but we have seen no signs of movement on that yet.
I mean, this is an irresistible force, immovable object problem, isn't it? I mean, there is, you either have encrypted phones or you don't.
I think, you know, they've been working with the private sector partners to try to find some way, some compromise on this, but I think by and large, you are correct, and certainly Apple has built its marketing campaign around its the security of its devices, and so I think that's a huge part of this.
Is he expecting to get any help from the courts, and have we seen any movement on this from the courts?
Not yet. You know, he did get, they were able to get a court order to allow them to search the phones, but, you know, at this point, they said that that's been unsuccessful, so it's unclear what their next move is, but they're continuing to try to get into the phone.
One of the issues surrounding all this, of course, is the disparity between how telecom companies are treated under the law when it comes to data privacy and how a tech company like Apple, an equipment maker or service provider, not a telecom company regulated under the telecom regulations. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, so this is part of the reason why the Attorney General is so interested in this issue personally. You know, he, for most of his post-government life, was the top lawyer at Verizon, and he saw, you know, as Congress passed laws basically requiring telecommunications companies to give law enforcement access to information and for their investigations, and so he feels like there's this double standard for tech companies because they're not really regulated under that same law. And so I think that, that is part of the reason why he's particularly frustrated with this.
Of course, the other players with a big stake in this, the American public, anybody who owns an iPhone or a cell phone for that matter, or communicates using encrypted messaging. So have any citizen groups formed to take a stand on this?
Well, you know, yes. You know, the ACLU has said, you know, that they disagree, obviously, with this, and other civil liberties organizations have warned of the dangers of allowing law enforcement to have this kind of access and sort of the slippery slope that that could bring. So there's definitely a lot of interest in this from the public.
There's also been an argument from some in the tech side that this is overkill because there are tools that can be used, not readily available to you or me, but tools that could be used to crack into these phones. Is that a legitimate argument? I mean, can that really be done?
Yes, and so that's one of the questions. We reported this week that, you know, especially with older models like the phones in case here, you know, a 5 and a 7, the FBI has private, you know, has paid, you know, millions of dollars for this type of technology that can apparently crack these phones. You know, the people who are responsible for creating that technology say it really helps. So it's unclear to me why they've not been able to get into these phones, but they are saying, you know, basically they've tried, they've exhausted, they spent a month, you know, trying to sort of get into these phones and exhausting all different options. So there's something about them that is impervious to this technology.
Sadie Gurman, thank you for joining us this morning. Ms. Gurman's a reporter for the Wall Street Journal who has written about it today in the newspaper about the government calling on Apple to unlock suspects' iPhones.